What is path analysis? What is the starting point of a path analysis, and what kinds of research hypotheses can we and can we not test? How can a knowledge of path analysis help when designing research and analyzing regression models? The starting point of a path model is an agreed-upon set of boxes in agreed-upon layers. We cannot test models that differ in their box arrangement, in their layerings. What we can test is which arrows need to be part of the model, which paths need to be part of the model, or it hurts the fit of the model. How can a knowledge of path analysis help when designing research and analyzing regression models? It can remind us to consider the temporal causal flow of our predictors to our criterion. Stop and think. Are there variables that happen earlier that we should include? Are there variables that happen in between that we should include? Is our criterion variable what we really care about, or should it be a predictor of something that comes later that should be our criterion variable? Indirect. This is on our list up above of things you want to check on before you throw a variable away. You want to make sure that a variable not only doesn't have direct effects, but doesn't have indirect effects. Teaching quality was a great example. It had no direct effect, but had multiple indirect effects. You would not want to throw it out of a consideration of classroom grade performance. And suppressors. Path analyses are often a great way of tracking down suppressors by casting your predictors into that temporal causal flow and finding out where in the collinearity pattern you first start getting things you didn't expect.